you why we're taken, Joe. I tell you why all the good girls are taken all of the time. But not now. Right about now, I want to be getting into a conversation here to your health matters. Now, we experienced a cyclone, Eloise, and I think, because I remember, itolo nzambama linile for 5 minutes. And then it went away again, you know. So one of the other things, le mhlambe sibukene nato after cyclone Eloise is the immediate destruction that tropical cyclone imparts, and of course the aftermath le bolehlangana ne public health in terms of my challenges, la faga phakathi the risk of acquiring my waterborne diseases. And one of those, indaba ye cholera, we got Dr. Mavusa to come and help us out on this one so we can understand what it is and how maybe we can try to prevent it as much as we possibly can, as early as we possibly can. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Mavusa. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon, my listeners. We're Rise FM.
Sol kunyile lpalish.
Ah, likunyile.
Siyabonga. Now, namuhla sikhuluma ngecholera, and we starting a conversation ngokuthi maybe mhlawumbe usichazisele ukuthi yini icholera kahle hle nekuthi ibangwa yini.
Icholera is one of the diarrheal diseases or sifo that ibanga insheko. That ibanga le igciwane leli abizwa the cholera. Ikhula noma libhebhethekiswa manzi. Especially in areas that the clearance the right yenhle, like bantu uthola umphethe bese uya ngasesigangeni. In an area like this, they say follow a man, you can get in our common water.
Yeah.
Nangabe mhlambe siyonatha amanzi la ngahlobile, bakubona infrastructure ayilimele nyalo, ma-bridge ahambile. In most locations, there's not been water for a while. So that they'll be tempted ukusebenzisa la manzi la standing wemvula. Lapho ke sibasengotini yokuthola ke isifo lesinjengaleso ukuthi then cholera then iyabhebhetheka lapho.
All right.
So that's risk.
Yeah, and umasibuka lesinye sifo mhlambe lesingathi sithinze kuso before sibuya sikhuluma ngendaba ye cholera, because another one that I think I know of, but you will correct me, indaba ye malaria nayo.
Yes. Yeah, yabona malaria, people can wonder ukuthi ikuhlangana njani nemvula. Now imalaria, imvula ibanga a lot of ponds of standing water. Again, the standing water attracts a lot of mosquitoes. Mangabe kuba nalawa we anopheles la infected malaria. That's where we have a serious problem. People need to know ukuthi akusiwo wonke ma mosquito la ingozi. Mosquitoes la infected ni malaria.
Yeah.
Ngoba iyakhula la kiyo for a part of their cycle. Bese uma kuluma ke bese iyachubeka le cycle yayo ikhula emntwini. So the standing water aba in reservoir. Mosquitoes are manning higher breeder.
Yeah.
And then that's the large population. Maba in large population, then the population surrounding ever at risk would it down and the mosquitoes are infected, and then the sebaba tell it like.
And any other waterborne diseases that maybe we haven't mentioned that you want to mention to us, Akon?
I was seeing my nyentiganga la common in South Africa. In South Africa, primarily the cholera. That's the primary disease. Let's go to Logunya gets a woman, Loguwe, but in Tundaga.
Yep.
Because the Banduba, Tanzagu, Tena, Joakshi, so the Bakes and Apobakes, and then that's where then you have that risk to go to get. But I will tell you, I'm about to say, let me demand in food knowledge in Bombella, a lot of them, even with my preachers, the humble. So people may go there, but if you keep it, you would follow my demand, but what they go in your law.
Yeah. You know, uma ukhuluma ngemchamangadi uyangikhumbula, my brother, when he was younger, he actually had it because we would visit a bushback ridge and there was a dam, engwarichi la besithanda khona, bebathanda ukukhoza mina ngisasemncane, bathanda ukuthi bahambe bayoswima khona. And when you're talking about this, it brings back that memory ukuthi yebo, this is why it happened to him. And now when we're talking about indaba ye cholera futhi, are there any precautionary measures that maybe you can share with us?
The biggest one is that nangabe kude manje, like we realize ukuthi there's a challenge kumangwele emnyeni, is to cook water, boiled water, or at least in a liter, 25 liter emanzi, afake noma 3 teaspoons sejik. It's effective in killing that. So
uyabilisa
nokufaka ijik yakhona ukuthi kungenza ukuthi avikeleke, then akhona ukusebenziseka. But without that, hawu, singaba sengotini. And the big thing ukuthi mase kukhona abantu bangabe sebasebenzisa izinto zokuthi inyongo bafuna ukusebenzisa because you are making it worse. Because you are losing water and you use something that will make you lose water. So kufuna vele abantu bathi prepare the home remedy lekhona ukuthi usebenzisa 8 teaspoons of sugar in 1 liter amanzi labili lefola,
ne
half a teaspoon of 11 teaspoon ya sawoti ukuze ukhone ku rehydrate. But nangabe unenkinga yokuthi uyahlanta nakanjani funa uye emtholampilo ukuthana kusizakala.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that because it was going to be my next question and my last one, of course. We appreciate you making time for us all the time, Dr. Mavuz. Make sure that you catch this conversation on our podcast. And of course, you must also do your own research on top of everything that we talk about. As much as we possibly can. We truly appreciate Dr. Mavuso making the time, all the time for us, when it comes to health matters. This one is Eternal. I want to be the only one on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. When we come back, we are announcing the winning song for Choose It and Go.
Yes.